Good morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At the moment, we're in a gap in the rain, and we might get some that's kind of over Mobile right now coming here maybe in the next hour or two, but might skip us also. It's hard to tell from the map a little bit, so I don't know, kind of be aware as, I guess, my guidance. Joining us, as he always does, in studio, Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. So let's start with, I just spent a long time explaining why I haven't spent a lot of time talking about the Nashville school shooting today, but I did want to start with this, if only for this reason. To me, the real key to this story is there was no SRO, there was no off-duty police officer, there was no armed guard at this school, something that you are an adamant supporter of having, right?
Right. You know, we've talked over the last couple of years about, you know, the guardians and how it's good to have an armed individual employee or a sheriff's deputy at the schools. And I've always been adamant that I believe the best course of action is to have an armed, uniformed, swarmed law enforcement officer at every school. That's every elementary, every middle, every high school. And I would even venture to say that private schools, mm-hmm. if you have a private school of over so many, you know, students, I think that part of you know, being a school, you should have an adequate security plan. And to me, an adequate security plan is an armed law enforcement officer, sworn law enforcement officer. But I don't want to take away from the guardians. I mean, we have trained dozens of guardians, and they're doing a great job, from what I understand. And we're glad to have them. I think that as a supplement, they can certainly be used. It can be a sworn deputy and a guardian, or it can be, because some schools we have two law enforcement officers, middle and high schools. I just think that, you know, we can't afford to take chances with our children.
And that was you know, we had SROs. We've had SROs for a long time, but the requirement to have them was a byproduct of the Parkland Commission and Sheriff Galtieri, who was the chairman of that. And, you know, the idea that, I mean, this is something we can't afford to be optional about, right?
Yeah, there were recommendations. You know, Sheriff Galtieri was the chairman of that. And one of those recommendations, and it's right there in front of you, right, was to have sworn law or to have armed guards in some capacity at right. all the schools. And I don't know, maybe having sworn law enforcement officers was at the time a bridge too far for them. I just, you know, people ask me and I give them my opinion, because I think that the best option is to have a sworn law enforcement officer in the schools with radio contact with outside officers that might be responding. Now, I'm not saying that will stop everything. I mean, clearly we have to do some other things as well. I am curious, and I haven't heard yet, about if they've had any interactions with this particular
right.
suspect in the past, and to what degree there was some contact and maybe even some intervention.
Right. Was there any red flag elements to this case beforehand? And, of course, you know, it's not just schools, right? You know, when I go to the bank, when I go to the Walmart, when you go to the bars, you yeah. know, there's places where there might be issues, that's, you know, that's why you have off-duty law enforcement all the time. Well, I just wanted to give you a chance to talk briefly about that. I know people kind of wanted to, I assume people want to hear your thoughts on that, which, you know, we know where you stand, and it's good to repeat that stance. We've had a couple of shootings here in Escambia County, some very concerning ones. One was on Buckingham Road, I guess, on like Thursday night into Friday. Somebody found somebody, is that right?
Yeah, we have a body was discarded, actually, on that roadway, and we are working it as a suspicious death. We are asking if anyone has any information.
It was a shooting? They were shot?
It appears to be okay. a shooting death, yes. And we do have some leads. Our investigators have been working on it since Friday, and you know, we feel pretty comfortable with where we are on it, but we always ask for more information. So yeah, we're working that as a homicide.
But we don't have identification, age, anything that we're not putting out yet.
Yeah, no, we're not willing to put anything out yet.
Okay, all right. And just again, you know, some people have been listening to you and me talk for you know, years, and other people, this is the first time. The reason police don't always put out all the information is because that's a vital way of checking witnesses' statements and are they reliable, not reliable, right? And there's investigative value sometimes to withholding information.
Right, and typically we don't identify a victim in a crime. There's some rules, there's some back and forth, honestly, about whether you can identify the victim of a homicide. Typically we don't identify the homicide victim because the next of kin needs to be notified and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. And so oftentimes the medical examiner gets involved in that. At this point, though, while we have some information, we're not ready to put that information out yet, because there's leads that, like you said, we need to follow up on before word gets out, if you will. But then we had another one on Saturday that we're working, that we do have a suspect on, and we put that individual's name out, Nathaniel Cunningham Jr., 5'8", 140. It was a picture on our social media platform, picture of him on our Facebook page, and we ask if anyone knows or they think they know who he is. Maybe take a look at him and then tell us where he is if they have any.
What happened in that case?
Well, I've said all along that our homicides are because of two things. One is drug-related, and the other thing is domestic violence-related. This particular one was a fight over a cell phone between two cousins. One cousin ended up shooting to death the other cousin. And that's why we have the warrant on the one cousin. So we have pretty good information on it. We have the warrant, obviously, for a homicide on Mr. Cunningham. And, again, it's just senseless. It's a senseless act.
Things escalate. People do stupid things, sometimes wicked things, you know. And it's...
Well, this is the second violent crime we've had over a cell phone. I think we had
someone
get cut over a cell phone over the... not seriously injured, but, I know cell phones are expensive now, but we don't need to get... carried away with the possessions like that.
You raise children. You know, with my boys, I have one line. It's my one repeated line. Leave the area. Just walk away, breathe, take a minute,
even
take a
if
lap.
You think you're right.
Yes,
if you are
especially
right,
if you think, because everybody
wrong.
Thinks
yeah.
they're right. You know,
right.
It's,
yeah.
You got some good stuff coming up. Well, actually, you just did the torch run yesterday, right?
Yeah, the torch run. Law enforcement torch run is where law enforcement officers from throughout the state will carry a torch, and the purpose of it is to raise money for the special needs, Special Olympics, and it works out very well. They started yesterday morning. I met them. I didn't run this time. I was busy. I had a meeting, so I couldn't do the run. But we ran from the sheriff's office to the police department. Then they ran downtown. And again, the purpose of it is to raise funds for Special Olympians. And if you've ever seen, these Special Olympians, and you see the excitement on their face when they participate in anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have some there at the torch run. And then back in the day, we used to do, we raised some money at like Red Lobster, I believe it was, and mm-hmm. we'd tip a cop, they called it. And we'd do the same thing, and we would have special needs children with us. And it was just a very memorable, rewarding experience for us. And again, we participated in it yesterday. I think Santa Rosa doing it today.
Cool thing you've got coming up. Is it this Friday?
Yeah,
you've got movie night.
Yeah, you know, every year we have a couple of these movie nights. The Scambia Sheriff Foundation bought this big screen for us so we can take it to various neighborhoods and show a particular movie. This movie, Friday night, we're going to watch, we're going to show the movie Wreck-It Ralph, and we're going to be at the Myrtle Grove Sports Complex. We try to get into different areas. We'll have one in the North End. We were in Century in December. Mm-hmm. We'll be in Beulah a little later on this year. Now we're on the West Side, what we call the West Side, over at the Myrtle Grove Sports Complex. That's back where they used to play football and baseball, and I think they're trying to ramp that back up. But it's, I think 61st, maybe the foot of 61st Street, south end of that. But we're going to be there. It starts about 5 o'clock. The movie will start probably at 6 o'clock. And we'll feed you. We got hamburgers. We have hot dogs. We have potato chips.
Way to bury the lead, man.
I know. I want to get them to watch the movie first, and then, oh, by the way, but bring your chair. We don't know what the weather's going to be like. We never know what the weather's going to be like. But we're going to be there, and it's just an enjoyable time. If you've not been to one of our movie nights, and you'd like to, obviously, you're free to do so. We're going to start posting all of the dates so you can know if you can't make this Friday, you can make it next couple
good
of
idea.
Weeks. It's just one of the best things that I think that we're able to do. And again, we couldn't do it if it weren't for the foundation to provide this thing. And then we have some kind people that want to give money, and it goes towards some of the food that we get. And otherwise, the food is paid for by seized funds. We seize funds from bad guys, and we turn it into food for good guys.
I thought you were going to say...
Shut up, you were using drug money for hot dogs?
I thought he was going to say seized meat. You know, like you get in there, and they've got some ribs in the freezer, and you know, we're going to cook those up for the kids.
Oh, does that ever happen?
There's not a great market for hot hamburger patties.
The second-hand meat. Yeah.
To be fair, do you know that, or are you guessing?
Well, I'm word on the street. Is that there's not a lot of frozen hamburger patties to be.
So to be clear, street meat does not mean seized ribs and steaks from the drug dealers' houses.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going with that. I think
Sheriff Chip Simmons on their Facebook page has all the events. You can follow more there, and he always puts up with us real good. Sheriff, thanks so much for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.